Friends, I'm Dave Collins. The special prosecutor in the case of the shooting death on the film set of Rust says there was a pattern of criminal disregard for safety. Andrea Reeb says the cinematographer who died would be alive if it weren't for the errors of people like Alec Baldwin. Baldwin is being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the shooting that left Helena Hutchinson dead in 2021. The White House says Congress must act to raise the debt ceiling without conditions. The stance comes as hardline Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to increase the limit. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese.
Like Congresses in the past, this Congress has a basic set of obligations, and none more fundamental than maintaining the full faith and credit of the United States.
Republicans voted in favor of increasing the ceiling 3 times under former President Trump with bipartisan support. 5 inmates are on the loose in Missouri. The 5 men escaped the county corrections facility in Farmington, south of St. Louis, Tuesday night. Officers believe the inmates accessed the detention center's roof through a plumbing chase, a section of the building that houses pipes and vents. How big of an NFL fan are you?
NFL fans are having to dig deep into their pockets to attend divisional round playoff games this weekend. 3 of the 4 games rank in the top 4 most expensive division round games ever. At the top of the list is Sunday's marquee matchup between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys with an average secondary market price of over $1,400. That's according to TicketIQ, which began tracking ticket sale data a decade ago.
Wall Street is closing with stocks lower as fears grow over more Fed rate hikes. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 252 points to 33,044. The S&P 500 fell 30 points to 38,99. The NASDAQ dropped 105 points to 10,852. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The Massachusetts man accused of killing and dismembering his wife has been ordered and held without bail until the next court appearance. In court yesterday, prosecutors said Brian Walsh Googled 10 ways to dispose of a dead body. They say evidence points to him having dismembered Anna Walsh's body before putting it in a dumpster. California is still recovering from 600 landslides in less than 3 weeks. A new geological survey map shows the San Francisco Bay Area and the central part of the state were hit the hardest. The especially wet winter was caused by 9 atmospheric river storms. Pop singer Billie Eilish is seeking a restraining order against a man accused of breaking into her family's California home. She filed for a restraining order on Tuesday. Eilish's father says the 39-year-old man arrested earlier this month has shown up at their home several times since late December. TMZ reports the man professed his love for the singer and hopped a fence at her parents' house, hoping to meet her. Gas prices keep climbing. The national average price for regular is $3.37 a gallon. This is according to AAA. That's 2 cents higher than yesterday, 10 cents higher than a week ago. The NHL is weighing in after Philadelphia Flyers player boycotted warm-ups during the team's LGBTQ Pride Night. In a statement Wednesday, the league said players are free to decide which initiatives to support. Dave Collins, USA News.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,